How y'all doing? I'm Justin. I'm an alcoholic. Alright, I'm nervous as shit right now. So, growing up, my life was pretty decent. I didn't have a poor family. I didn't have a rich family. I was pretty much in the middle. But I always wanted to be against everything anyone ever told me, even from when I was a kid. I'd always do the opposite of what you told me, whether it's for attention, I'm not quite sure. But my dad was always a heavy drinker growing up. Never knew he had a problem, but I thought it was normal drinking like that. So it's pretty much where it started, was observing him and observing his actions growing up. Watching him go out, getting in fights everywhere we went. It was normal to me living that type of life. Starting when my sobriety date was August 10th of this year. My first drink, I would say I was probably 12 years old. I had to have been in the sixth grade or something like that. I don't quite remember where it was, what it was, or how I did it, but I know it was around that age range. When I was 13, I had a tragedy happen to me, which kind of impacted the rest of my life as a addict / alcoholic. And from there, I was at my grandmother's house. My uncle, he was my closest relative, pretty much like my older brother. He ended up getting drunk, walking down the street. His parents called the cops to detain him. Well, they ended up shooting him while I was right there, and I witnessed it. Handcuffed him, he drowned in his own blood. And I was pretty mortified after that. Many years of therapy kind of ran through. And from there, that's when my drug use and alcohol started. I didn't care where I was, who I was with. I couldn't be myself unless I was either drunk or high. And I always never had the best friends. Any friends that I picked were always on the wrong side. They caused trouble, were in jail all the time. And I ended up going with them all the time. Never been to a rehab, but Falkenberg and Orient knows me real well. Luckily, I live 5 minutes down the road, so it was nothing just to walk home. I used to like them walks, man. They were nice. I had a lot of time to think before I got home, and then before you know it, I'm drunk again. I'm out there using. It was nice. It's how I live my life. Either I was in jail, or I was at home about to go to jail, or I was on probation trying to figure out how I'm gonna not go to jail. So my life circled around jail. I never really had a God unless I was in jail, and I'd pray to him. I would pray and pray, and I'd get released, and then I'd be like, God, who? And he was there for me when I needed him, and I always forgot about him. It's crazy, man, living that type of life. I remember thinking I was Slim Shady or something growing up as a kid, man. I did the music, I did the writing, I did the rapping, I did it all, man. It's pretty crazy. And of course, with the rapping comes the drugs and alcohol. It's one-on-one. And I thought I was cooler when I was drunk. I talk more, I talk a lot of crap, fight my best friends, forget to pay the bartender. I mean, it was a trip. I've had times that I thought were good until I sobered up. Waking up in county, I'm like, okay, they're not that great. And my alcohol use was uncontrollable. Until I came to AA, I didn't know I had a problem. I thought it was normal to be drunk all the time. I never went to school. I didn't make it out the ninth grade due to my alcohol and drug use. I think I was in the ninth grade 3 times. I went like a whole 12 days out of them 3 years before they finally expelled me. And I didn't care. It gave me more time to be able to go out and use and drink. And I wasn't a good person to be friends with, especially if you were a female. I was not a good person to be friends with. What brought me to AA, back in April, I had taken my son out to Osceola County. I was staying out there in Orlando, was on a vacation with him, and he had went to sleep, so I had him in his little stroller, and the hotel had a tiki bar. So I'm sitting there, I'm drinking, I'm not noticing how much I'm drinking, I never really counted, and ended up talking to some girl that was from Georgia, and we were like, oh, let's get some food. So she was driving, I was walking out the hotel, we were in my mom's car, by the way, walking out the hotel, she's driving, we get pulled over as soon as we back up. Somehow I got arrested for the DUI. I ended up switching seats with her. I have no clue why. I think her license was suspended. So I switched seats. I go to jail for DUI. Well, at the time, I'm only thinking about myself. I don't realize while I'm in the back of the cop car, DCF is all over the case already. They got my son out. I remember being in jail trying to call his mom, and she is just giving me the hardest time, throwing a fit. I don't know why I'm still drunk. So they put me back in a drunk tank. I get out a few days later. And I thought everything was going to be okay. And then I got the phone call from his mom saying, you're not allowed to see your son at all. The state won't let it, allow it. Not at all. So I did what I did. I drank. I got messed up on other things and alcohol. And I kept living my life. A few weeks later, I ended up going to court. They charged me with aggravated DUI. And I ended up doing some good amount of time for that. And I got out. I remember getting out, coming back to the house. I had a whole bottle of Xanax at the house. And I took one and I flushed the rest. 2 days later, I had a seizure. And then I had another one the same day from the withdrawals. Got rushed to the hospital. And I got out, and luckily I had a good owner. He fired me, by the way. I got fired from my job for messing up, but he was a good owner. He's like, look, I'm part of this program, I want you to come. He's like, just come and I'll check it out. And actually YPG was the first one I ever went to, and I like that. I met some real cool people here. I didn't pick up my white chip the first day. I wasn't sure if I was ready to quit. I thought maybe I'd moderate what I did. Maybe I'd just smoke. I don't know. But that didn't work either. Finally, I ended up going to another meeting. It was the Friday night men's meeting, and I met a sponsor. And he told me to pick up a white chip. And I'm like, in front of all these people? I'll wait till they pass it around the second time. I'm not doing it right now. No, he pinched my arm and made me stand up, and I went and got my white chip. And it wasn't as bad as I thought. And shortly after, I picked up a red chip. And the freedom I have because of AA is truly unbelievable. 2 weeks after being in the program, I get a letter in the mail coming home from a meeting. And it's a nice big envelope with my name on it, and I'm thinking it's court papers, probation or whatnot. No, it's from DCF. My case was supposed to be a 5-year case. I wasn't supposed to be able to see my son by myself whatsoever for 5 years. The case was dropped in less than 3 months. And I remember my first few days, my sponsor said pray. And I remember asking God, if you're really there, please just give me a sign. And I didn't know how else to take that. You give me an opportunity to see my son. And it was truly amazing. I got to see him. I got him half the week. And I loved every minute of it. I loved being able to go out with him and remembering what I did. Or just anything. Nothing made me more happy. And I kept coming. 2 months into my sobriety, I ended up getting my son full-time, 7 days a week. Coming from where I was with no visitation whatsoever. And I couldn't be happier than I am today. That is truly unbelievable. To think someone like me that came from where I came from, the things that I did, all the bad things I did, I've been forgiven, and I got another chance. A lot of people don't get that chance. I thought for sure, when I was a kid, if you asked me where I'd be in 10 years, I would have told you dead. Because I never thought I would make it. I didn't want to make it. And AA's brought me much more than that. I actually have people I can call that don't want to get high or get drunk. It's pretty amazing. They actually, I don't know if they care, but they listen to my problems. I don't got to pay nobody. It's not given, but it's not. It has been an adventure. And, I mean, working through the steps, I thought it was going to be easy. And then I came to step 4, and I'm like, well, damn. Let's do this. And then I got to step 8, and I'm like, wow, this is way harder than I thought. I'd make amends to people that I ticked off. It's not me, but I'm working on that. And being able to live my life, wake up every morning and not be upset, or being able to go to sleep and know that I didn't lie, cheat, or steal, or I'm not even sleeping because I'm messed up, is nice. That's peaceful on its own, is knowing that I don't have to wake up and worry about the cops knocking on my door in the morning, or worrying about who I robbed at night, who's going to be breaking in my house. Or, I mean, I can live my life and not in fear. And I had so much fear coming into here. I was a ball of fear, man. I didn't want to talk to nobody. And of course, y'all came up and talked to me anyways. So, I mean, it worked. Now, I go up to newcomers and talk to them. I go up to people I don't know and talk to them, and that's not like me. Well, it is now. And I couldn't be more grateful for a program like this. It's truly eye-opening. It's nothing like I ever thought this program would be. I thought I couldn't have fun sober. I didn't know how to have fun sober. I didn't know how to talk to people sober. I couldn't wake up in the morning and go smoke a cigarette sober. I mean, it was bad. And y'all gave me more than that. Whether it was y'all or God, they gave me a second chance at life. I got let go from my job, and within the same month of me having my son full time, I also just got a job recently too. I never thought anybody would hire somebody with a track record like mine, but they did. It's awesome being able to be here. Like I said, I'm nervous as hell standing here talking in front of y'all, but it's nice being able to sit here and let y'all know a little bit about me. I like coming to this meeting. I like hearing other people's stories, especially stories I can relate to, man. I never would have thought I would have been where I am today. So it's been truly remarkable experience, and I really appreciate y'all listening to me say 1,000 times. But that's what I got. Thank y'all.